Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
This is a very odd one. As you may know, Bill Cosby has been on trial accused of drugging and molesting a woman. Apart from that, there have been 57 other allegations against him. That trial ended with the jury unable to reach a unanimous verdict, and prosecutors have pledged to try the case again. But in the meantime, Cosby has announced his intention to stage a series of town hall type meetings where he'll give advice to young people. On the line is his spokesperson, Andrew Wyatt. Andrew, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Sean.
Could you start by telling us about these town hall style meetings that you might be carrying out? How will they work, and what will be the intention of them?
Well, we received, my associate and I, Ebony Benson, we received hundreds of calls this week from civic organizations and churches requesting that Mr. Cosby come out and speak to young men and women about the issues of today. And it's going to be called, it's a town hall meetings called the Restoration of Legacy. And his mantra has always been the revolution is in the home. So to focus on education, to focus on personal responsibility, to focus on that pound cake speech that, if you remember, Judge Rubino released his deposition saying that he was a moralist. And that's why he released it. And then the federal appellate court said Judge Rubino was wrong. But the toothpaste was out the tube. So we have received so many calls from people who want him to come speak on that. I know the rumor has gotten out saying that it's going to be a sexual assault tour. That's not true. It's not a sexual assault tour. It's a town hall meeting called the Restoration of Legacy. And his mantra has always been the revolution is in the home.
So it's to educate people about what?
About personal responsibility, about the criminal justice system. If questions come up about the issues that he's facing, and if he could legally ask some of those questions, he will. But it's mainly about, educational personal responsibility, the criminal justice systems. We have so many young black men and women today, black and brown people, that fill our prison system. If you look at the criminal case that Mr. Cosby is involved in, you had a former district attorney who gave him a deal 12 years ago and said that you would never be criminally charged. Then you have a current DA, District Attorney Steele, who comes back 12 years later and runs a Willie Horton-style campaign ad saying, if you elect me, I will bring Bill Cosby to justice for his personal and professional ambitions. Mm-hmm. Had nothing to do with justice. That happens to so many people across the country. That we live in every day who don't have the wealth and resources that Mr. Cosby has. And to address those issues and have people on a panel, police chiefs, people, community leaders, activists, to talk about those very same issues that they're faced with and what can they do to protect themselves and to protect the community that they live in and the citizens around that community.
Yeah. Are you implying, Andrew, that the trial of Bill Cosby, and obviously there's been dozens of allegations about him, that they're somehow based on race?
No, I'm not implying that this based on race. I can tell you, Gloria Allred, who's one of the well-known ambulance chasers in America, has coined herself as a civil rights attorney when she's an attorney to exploit most people's rights. And what she has done was been able to sprinkle. She used a salt and pepper shaker. She sprinkled more salt than more pepper to make it believable. And with alleged accusers, we're not saying it's about race, but we do want people to see that if this is bigger than Bill Cosby. You know, we had several people, high profile people that women came out against. Their shows were not taken away. We have a president of the United States who became president, and he admitted to doing certain sexual things on tape to women. There's no evidence in any of these alleged allegations against Mr. Cosby, and look at how they have treated him in the media, and the media has sensationalized and taken things out of context.
But he is going to face retrial, though, is he not?
This thing is so polarizing. I don't see how they could bring this trial back again. You know, you now have ABC News did a story with a juror who wanted to remain anonymous and didn't want their name mentioned or anything, but said that on the first and third count, it was 10 guilty, 2 not guilty. On the second account, on the second count, it was 11 not guilty and 1 guilty. Well, now you have another juror that went on the local Pittsburgh television station, Channel 11, older gentleman, who says that the count was 7-5, 7-5, 7-5 in favor of Mr. Cosby, and that this case should never be brought back again. Mr. Cosby has suffered a lot, and it looks like that it affected his income. And there's no jury in the world that's going to be able to give Mr. Cosby a fair and impartial deliberation, or he's going to get a fair and impartial jurors.
And
it's not
so,
going to happen anywhere in the world.
And so, as part of the intention of this particular campaign, Andrew, is it to kind of rebuild his reputation so he can make an income and people might forget that 58 women allege that he sexually assaulted them?
Well, that's not part of it. We receive the calls. We're entertaining it. We are taking it very serious, and we're going to take on some of those dates. These people reached out to us. This is not our agenda, our campaign. You know, people still love Mr. Cosby. I don't know if you were at the courthouse to come and see the trial, but the hundreds of supporters that stayed out there, that slept out there, supporting him. It was amazing. His fan base on social media, millions of people still following him. You know, I think what the media has done a great job of is making people believe that he has no support. But he has millions of supporters that still follow him, that still love him, and still want to see him on stage again. And they will get that opportunity very, very soon.
I would imagine, though, that every time he appears someplace for a public appearance like this, it's going to attract massive protests. And again, people will be talking about the 58 allegations of sexual assault.
Yeah, well, it is all how the media spins it. People have, that's their First Amendment right to protest, but not to come inside the venue and try to protest. There's a legal term that people, it's called tortious interference, where you're interfering with his ability to make a living and work. And those are damages that can come back and hunt you in some form or fashion, where you can be sued for interrupting his show. So whatever they do outside, they can do. We have no problem with that. And we want people to be able to express themselves freely. He has just always asked for his supporters, as he did outside the Montgomery County Courthouse during the trial. Remain calm, be respectful to each other, and no arguing, no fighting. And our supporters heard that message, and they adhered to it. But on the other side, there was the fighting and loud screaming from the other side. So, you know, Mr. Cosby has been consistent. He doesn't have a problem with people coming out doing anything. But it just shows now that this trial should not be brought back because there's too many inconsistencies with the jurors now. Mm-hmm. And these inconsistencies, you had inconsistencies with Ms. Constand. Now you have inconsistencies with the jurors saying something happened and the numbers were totally different. All the guilty and not guilty.
Andrew, so notwithstanding any of that, but given based on what I've read of the defense and it, certainly in the case it was admitted to there was a sexual relationship, but to most reasonable people it would seem a very odd sexual relationship, a dysfunctional sexual relationship. And so is this man best equipped to go and give advice to young people?
I think he is. I don't see where it was dysfunctional.
He would drug people and have sex with them. That's dysfunctional by any reasonable measure.
But nothing has been proven that he has drugged people and he has raped people. Those are allegations. And look at the 60 women. If your listening audience would go and do the research, all of the women are not accusing him of drug or raping them. Some are saying that he reached his hand over their shoulder and grabbed their breast or touched their butt.
But he has admitted to giving them drugs on certain cases.
But that was part of that culture in the 70s. That was part of that culture. Look at, if you juxtapose that with the artists of that day, all those great artists from Woodstock, that was the culture. You know, Quaaludes were not a drug where it was depressing and it made you feel a certain way, a downer. It was called disco biscuits. And that's what people, if you read the deposition, read the entire deposition, the young lady in the deposition comes to him and asks him for the Quaaludes. If you read her part of the deposition, it wasn't something that he was out, drugging people, according, we wasn't there. We were not there. I was not there. You were not there.
Indeed.
But that was the culture of that time. And how can you now look at the culture of that time and change it around and say, it is this, and he was actually doing that? We have no proof of that. There's no evidence.
When do you think these town hall meetings might start, Andrew?
We're looking at towards the end of July, beginning of August.
Okay. Andrew Wyatt is Bill Cosby's spokesperson. Andrew, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Sean, thank you for having me. I look forward to coming back again when we start these town halls.
Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? Gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.